Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm sorry, when you switch quarterbacks and you're still having drops the way Jerry had yesterday and just big moments, you just, at some point, you just are who you are in the NFL, and we just can't wait. You know, at some point, catching is one of the two biggest things you can do as a wide receiver. Maybe start doing that.
Yeah, and I mean, he led the league in drops last year, so this is like, it didn't come out of nowhere. It's been a thing for him. It's just the amount of people that took victory laps on him being this number one wide receiver, just it was a little too premature, guys.
Well, and listen, I am willing to, okay, his quarterbacks have been Deshaun Watson, DTR, Jameis Winston, Joe Flacco, and now Dylan Gabriel. So I understand he's not getting thrown to by Josh Allen, but okay. You still need to catch the ball, and you can't lead the league in drops. And I think when drops happen, matter.
And that was a critical play.
He does seem to make critical drops.
Listen, that's the rule in football. Obviously, the ball can't touch the ground. It is what it is. But like that's a different drop to me than when you just have it hit right off your hands or bounce off your chest or something like that. Like that was, you're trying to make an athletic football play, and you just didn't secure it enough.
Also, I like 1 foot down in college.
I do, too.
I know it'd be ridiculous in the NFL.
It would look ridiculous because they're so much more athletic, so they can pull off just these ridiculous feats. But, yes, it sucks because in that instance, you're like in every scenario. If you're playing backyard football, Jerry Jeudy caught that pass.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, one other thing we do have to talk about is how 3 points got taken off the board for Minnesota because I can't remember their kicker's name, but he went to kick that field goal. And it hit the wire going across.
Yeah, so I wanted to spend a couple minutes talking about that just in general because I think it's really interesting. There was two plays in yesterday's slate of games where it was interrupted by the SkyCam wire. Here's my problem with this, though. Jonathan Vilma, I ripped you in my head for calling him Daniel instead of Dylan Gabriel. That wasn't great. I also ripped him at times because you called, I think it was Alex Wright, Isaac Wright, or something like that. He kept mixing up the D-line. You had a flight to London. You couldn't study the players. But how is it a football hits a wire in a critical part of the game, 17-14, down three, it hits the wire, no mention on the broadcast.
So this
not a single mention from the broadcast.
This is another big thing that I think drives me absolutely bonkers. It's not bad enough that the Browns have been bad and unwatchable the last 2 years, but then the TV announcers have to be unwatchable as well.
I like Kenny Albert. I think he does a good job. But Jonathan Vilma, where were you yesterday?
Well, but I think the problem is
what did you do on that flight? Watch what new movies come out recently? Was he busy watching Netflix or something? What happened there?
If he did, I just want to know the show. But I do
think it had to have been riveting because he wasn't watching who was on the team.
I think there are more better play by play guys than there are color analysts in the NFL. And I think, like, between Vilma and Archuleta and just a steady dose, like, it feels like Christmas when we get Ross Tucker on a game. Because I'm like, oh, he's going to be entertaining, and he's going to say names right.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. Just under 10 minutes to go, 17-14 game, a critical moment, a ball hits off of a wire, and nobody said anything. No, the kicker didn't say anything. The players on the field didn't say anything. Fine. They don't have replays. They don't have slow-mo. Everyone watched that ball go a completely different direction. Jonathan Vilma watched that ball go a completely different direction. Didn't say a word.
Also,
what are we doing?
How did the refs miss that?
I have no idea.
Like,
you know the amount of money that's involved in these games?
And are they just looking up at the uprights?
And everyone just sat there and just said, oh, yeah, of course that ball just veered 15 yards to the right as if it was a slice off the tee.
All right.
What was that?
Now, I also have to admit, I didn't pick it up either. I thought it was weird in the moment. I was like, wow, that went one direction and then another. I did not even think about the damn trip cam or the tripwire.
I texted a buddy of mine because like 6 hours later, I was watching Football Night in America and Forio had it highlighted because he had both them and he put them side by side and everything. And I texted a buddy of mine and was like, I know you watched the Browns game. Like in that moment, were you like freaking out, losing your mind? He's like, no, I had no idea it happened either. Nope. He's like, I just completely lost it.
But it's their job to notice it, not mine.
Like, what happened here? Like, geez, that it was so wild to me in so many days. Like, I'll remember that for the next 25 years of the fact that it hit the ball, should have been a clear re-kick. And in one of the odd ways, if the Browns had won that game, it would have been one of those like, wow, the Browns just never get these breaks.
Yeah.
We just never have that happen.
And
for
then
us.
We would have been able to say the Green Bay win as well. Okay, two times in 3 weeks. You never get those breaks. But instead, we're like, well, two times in 3 weeks, you've lost your ass. Let's stop talking about the Browns. 216-474-0092. Let's go with Nathan in Elyria. Welcome to the show.
Hey. So Kevin Stefanski is terrible. So 19 out of 22 games, we have not scored more than 20 points in the last 2 years. You tell me what coordinator, what coach deserves to keep their job after that?
No, none of them do. None of them do.
I was just going to have a. I was going to have an awkward pause there.
I thought you were going to. No, none of them do.
JP saw my eyes going off to dreamland because I was like, we're just going to let this one breathe for a second.
Yeah, and then, okay, so how many players have we actually developed here? How many quarterbacks are we actually going to develop? We haven't developed anybody. We haven't done anything with the talent. If anything, he's taken a Super Bowl-ready team and decimated it because they wanted to think group and get Deshaun Watson, and we lost he's down there in Tampa now, having an MVP type season.
Yeah, that didn't help.
No, in a battle of him versus Darnold, it looked like it was the two greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen.
Okay, in fairness, that might actually, Cleveland might have been the only market. No, Charlotte was a market that if the Panthers had lost that game, they would have then had a bigger meltdown than we had about the Baker thing. But then they ended up winning that damn game, so we ended up get to take the biggest, fit out of it.
It looked like Tom Brady versus Tom Brady.
It did.
What was that game? That was insane.
That was the number one pick of that draft and the number three pick in that draft. Nathan, be good, buddy.
All right.
Thanks, Nathan.
I'm going to continue to go back to this. When it comes to Kevin, I can't trust you to be a leader of men because that's just not who you are, right? He's not a Vrabel. And I have to try and make peace with that, right? That's tough for me because I think it's like the number one thing you can do. I think we have sucked the leadership out of NFL head coaches because we assumed that Shanahan can't lead or McVay can't lead. The reality is leading looks a lot of different ways. One of the best ways those guys know how to lead is communication. That's another thing that I don't think is done well since Callahan and Alex Van Pelt were either let go, however you think that played out. But here's one more thing. I cannot stand to watch this team make 10-plus penalties a game. And it has been one of the tried and true things with Kevin Stefanski.
They've been top 10 every single year he's been the coach.
And the whole point, everybody is across the league. You can't focus on everything. The amount of excuses for that he's gotten when you try and ask somebody on a high level about that is mind-numbing. Because that is the other part of yesterday. I know you can't help what's going on with the offensive line. Although I don't think rotating left tackles, this isn't Penn State versus University of Texas San Antonio. So if we could stop the rotating tackle thing, that'd be real great. Because that did not help anything yesterday. And it's the second time in 5 weeks. And it's a dunderheaded approach, whoever's doing it. But there are just certain things. Like there are going to be, if you're playing young guys, you're going to have procedural penalties. You're going to have some penalties. They walked into a team with a bunch of young veterans and then they developed those veterans or some of them over time. Like this is the first time they've been an exceptionally young team. And no matter how many veterans, no matter how many young guys you have, it's been penalty central. So I can't count on your leadership.
Yeah, come from the offensive line? It has to be, a large majority of them. Like, Miles has gotten a.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
A pre-snap penalty, it seems like every game, for jumping off too early, but the majority of these have come from the offensive line.
But I can't trust your leadership, or I can't count on your leadership the way I could have Vrabel. I can't count on your communication without Callahan or Van Pelt. I can't count on your game management.
Well, you're supposed to be the offensive whiz. That's supposed to be what you're good at. And now for the 10th straight game, dating back to last season, they failed to score more than 17 points.
And so the bigger picture conversation, which I know we will be having, I know that it's only going to get worse from here until they get a win again. That is premature. But when you start to look at the body of work, you cannot deny that a lot of people saw what happened yesterday and finally took off the brown and orange colored glasses when it came to Stefanski. And that does feel like a step forward for the Browns, because we've had the Stefanski wars the last 2 years as well.
I'll tell you another thing that didn't help. Between the Darnold and Baker game, I'd add on the McCorkle-Jones game that happened.
Mm.
Your guy McCorkle. Mac Jones seeing a dead body and then turning around and throwing for 350 yards or however many
Very
he threw.
Sixth sense of him.
It was...
Oh, wait, that was, he saw a dead person. Different. He said,
dead person. Yeah. It was.
Spoiler, both, by
both
the way.
Dead.
Spoiler.
Dead. Well, yeah, I think you can give out spoilers for movies that happened 30 years ago. I think that's okay.
If somebody's just watching The Sixth Sense right now, my bad, dog.
It's quarterback number 12 he's had, though. And we watch all these other head coaches get one or two that are considered to be a backup, and they turn him into something. We're on number 12 with Stefanski, and we have not seen him turn any of them into something that we consider to be good to great.
I'm just glad no one tried to do the mental gymnastics of somehow blaming yesterday on Jimmy Haslam. Because every time Kevin Stefanski has something we can hold him accountable for, it somehow becomes Jimmy Haslam's fault. I'm glad that didn't happen yesterday.
I'm sure it happened in corners of the internet that we're just not searching on
the
and
dark
playing
web.
On. Yeah, the dark web was very mad at Haslam yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.